From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. He's taking good care of us, as he always does. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. We also give credit each day, when I remember it, to Mr. Matt Cotrillo, our news director, making sure that everything's cooking. He's already out there sending out notes. He's a texting fool, so we appreciate that. On the news line with us now, Jared Fry. He's a Mifflinburg volunteer firefighter. He's Captain 306 in the fire company, so he's one of the decision makers there that helps keep that fire company thriving. And we're going to be talking about a long walk. Jared, thank you so much for calling in today.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Now, are you going to walk 34 miles on Saturday?
Yeah, a little over, actually.
You're going to walk 34 miles. That is just crazy. So tell me about this, the 9/11 Memorial Walk. It's been underway for a while. We really haven't dug too much of it on this particular show, but I just think it is significantly noteworthy. So tell us about this Memorial Walk Saturday.
So this is our 6th year doing it. We started back in 2015, I believe. It was just kind of a spitballing idea a couple of us came up with and thought, sounds miserable enough to try, so we did it, and people seemed to like it, so we kept doing it, and it gained a little traction, and here we are. It's a long walk for sure, yeah, but it's good. It's for a good cause. It's sort of taken on a life of its own for everyone that gets involved in it.
And how many people have walked and will walk?
Generally we can count on like maybe 15 to that like commit to doing the whole thing. It's a pretty big commitment, but people are constantly jumping in and out, like might do a couple miles here as it goes through their town, or might walk like the last 10 miles or whatever. That's like the beauty of it, is it's not, you're not being forced to do a certain distance. It's whatever you want to do, feel comfortable doing. So it's open to everybody. That's the most important thing.
And you can walk 34 miles.
Yeah, this will be the 6th year for it, so, yep.
Wow, good for you. Well, congratulations. Just the ability to do that is, noteworthy. So it's the 6th annual 9/11 Memorial Walk, 34.3 miles to honor the 343 firefighters that gave their lives on September 11th, 2001. So set the scene. What is the feeling as you step off in Hughesville at 3 in the morning?
It's always good. Everyone's excited. It's not, for 3 o'clock in the morning, everyone's awake enough to start walking. But it's a little bit of a long morning, just till everyone, till the sun comes up. When the sun comes up, it's always a bit of a savior. Gives a little shot of energy into the group. But once the sun comes up and you start seeing people out in the community, and they start waving and everything, and people know what's going on, it really, that's what it's all about. Right there. In the morning, the first couple miles are a little boring, but we got to do to get done on time. So
you press on. Well, sunrise is 6:44 on Saturday, so for first light's over the eastern horizon there, you'll be probably right around Watsontown or so after. Pardon?
Sunrise, we're generally crossing the river bridge in Montgomery when the sun, you can just see it on the horizon. That's almost like our, we're doing that every year. That's happened, so that's like my barometer for if we're on time or not.
What is that feeling? You're on the bridge. It'd be gorgeous if you were just standing on the bridge doing nothing and enjoying the sunrise at that time, looking east down the Susquehanna River. What's that? Describe that, please.
It's good. It's awesome. It's got that calm fall morning, and we've never had bad weather, so we've always had a good sunrise to enjoy. It's a good little morale booster. Keeps everyone moving, and you remember what you're doing and what it's all about. And it's just like a nice, calm moment to appreciate.
And what's it all about?
It's all about 9/11. Everyone that sacrificed their life, and whether it was, we started as, with obviously the 34.3 miles, it's for firefighters that passed away. But reality, like I tell everyone, like it's for everybody that's life has been affected from 9/11, whether it's a veteran from the global war on terror, or, family that lost somebody, or anybody that's been affected by it. It's just a good moment for everyone just to sort of remember and never forget what happened.
And how are funds raised? There are some proceeds from this that go to the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. How are those dollars raised?
I don't hit the streets too hard and shake people down, but we have the same people that like to donate. I always tell people, like, if you're willing to donate, like, and I help them, point them in the right direction. If they want to donate to us, we'll give it to them. I try, and really what I do is, you do pay a fee to do it because you get a T-shirt and there's some other things that go along with it. So the participants are asked to make a donation. But I just try and get a lot of the stuff donated as far as like transportation and food and everything. And the community always comes out and does an exceptional job. So we really have zero expenses at the end of the day. And then everything we've raised, goes directly to the Tunnels to Towers. So it worked out well.
So you pay to register. What is the registration fee if you're going to walk all 34 miles?
We ask for $30 just for, like, we have vans that we have to, rent to get people places and buying food and drinks and T-shirts and all sorts of stuff. It just helps cover some costs you might run into, but it also makes you a little more accountable. If you're going to do it, you got to sort of have a little skin in the game.
Well, absolutely, and it's hardly the first time you've done a contribution, a donation, or done a lot of work associated with firefighting or the fire service or the Brotherhood of Firefighters or the Mifflinburg Hose Company number one. I mean, you are a contributor and a doer for them in general. Folks may not have a deep appreciation for the brotherhood that is the fire service, the men and women who serve as volunteer firefighters and career firefighters. All kind of have a shared experience. Describe that if you can for us, please.
Oh yeah, there is it's sort of an unspoken, I don't know how to describe it. It's like your brother's keeper, so to speak. And it seems like any occupation or hobby or any activity you're involved in with other people that shares some sort of inherent danger or stressors or anything like that, like there's an unspoken bond that's built between individuals that have similar experiences, and like in the fire service and first responders, military, like there's the high energy, like a lot on the line, there's a lot of stressors, physical work, dangerous, like not everyone understands and appreciates what people in those lines of work go through. So obviously your counterparts in those lines of work certainly understand the difficulties and everything you go through day to day. So yeah, there is an unspoken bond, and it's a nice fringe benefit, I'll say, the fire service. You can go away, you can go to California or something and swing into any firehouse out there and they're welcome with open arms. So it is pretty special.
Right. I agree. I'm always envious of the connection that you have, the shared experience and the shared adversity that you face that you do in your work. So I'm always appreciative of that. So thank you for your service. And thanks everybody that's out there at Mifflinburg Hose Company. Let's start to wrap up here. Do you get some folks who sign up, say, oh my gosh, 34 miles, I can walk that. And they just kind of sign up on a whim and get on involved?
Yeah, we've had a couple over the years. Had some ambitious people who were pretty hard chargers for a few miles and then didn't make it to see the sunrise. But there's been a few. I try and be pretty straightforward with people. People are like, oh, it's just walking, it's not that big of a deal. I'm like, well, all right, well, I'll talk to you here in a couple hours and we'll see how you're making out.
Well, it's got to be a tremendous, trying event.
It's difficult, but it's not, it's hard enough that it takes a little bit of personal reflection, when you're up against it a little bit physically. But that's what it's supposed to do. It's not supposed to be easy. Like I tell everyone, I said, if we wanted something easy, we'd do a 3.43-mile 5K kind of race. But we want something that's it's a challenge, and that's what we've got. So we do get a few people here and there that underestimate it, but it's one thing I tell everybody is it's a team event. I'll say, we all finish together. It's not a race to get to the end, but we usually do have a pretty quick group, so it usually feels like a race sometimes.
Well, and it is not a race, and there's no runners, but some people walk faster than others, and some people just have longer legs. I've noticed that in all the hunting hikes that I've been on. There's just some guys that have longer legs, and they cover more ground in less time. Do people train for this, go through a preparation phase?
Some might. I mean, a lot of us are just all year round runners, or we work out, or the trail run, stuff like that. So it's sort of we get to like the end of the summer here, and it's like, I don't want to say it's like a culmination event, but like, people have been outside moving and grooving all summer and spring and whatnot, exercising. So I think some people do, some people don't. It's always interesting to see who does really well and who struggles, because sometimes it's the ones you think should be crushing it, they're having difficulty, and the people you underestimate are the folks that have no problem with it. So it's always an interesting day for sure.
And there's men and women in this walk?
We've had men, women, kids, people in their 60s doing it. It's an all y'all come kind of thing. Everyone's welcome to do it.
All hands on deck. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, Jared, thank you so much. If folks want to get more information about your walk, how can we do so?
Just the easiest way is just the Mifflinburg Hose Company Facebook page. That tends to be a pretty good signpost for us as far as getting information out.
Perfect. All right. Well, we'll send folks there. I know the website's there and the phone number, and your connection to contact you is there to message you, so it all works out. Jared, thank you so much for your service. Thanks for all you're doing, and good luck on Saturday. Enjoy. AccuWeather says you're going to be mostly sunny and pleasant, overnight low 50, so when you walk, it'll be nice and cool, so you should...
I like it.
Yep, that may be helpful. Thank you, sir. Thanks for all you're doing.
All right. Absolutely, Mark. Thank you.
That is Jared Fry. He is a captain, Captain 302, or check that, Captain 306, if you contact the Mifflinburg Volunteer Fire Company. Saturday's 9/11 Memorial Walk starts at 3 in the morning in Hughesville and ends up at Mifflinburg at 1 or 2 in the afternoon. There is a fundraising element to it, but the memorialization is the big key that they'll be doing this Saturday. As he said just a moment ago, all the fantastic details on their Facebook page, Mifflinburg Hose Company, number 1.